streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom.
We face the spirit of truth with no faking. We spreading love, we ain't down with the hating. If you offended by what we be saying, you gotta be careful the idols you praising. Stand on my word, I don't fall flat. We some big dogs and some boss cats. We said what we said, we don't walk back. You talk to me and I'll talk back. It's the host with the most on the west coast. We fall right here and they never could get close. They doing dirt in the dark and get exposed. If you a topic, you might as well get low. It's about current events, about real life. We sympathize and we know what it feel like. Gotta be soldiers out here, Navy SEAL type. We deconstructing the game, we gon' be right. Talking morality, talking mortality. Talking about victory, talking about tragedy. With the charisma and the personality. He can do suit and tie, he can do casually. Something you have to see, give it a listen. Gotta tune in, you don't know what you missing. The game is so sickening, it need a prescription. We strip you the streets and we give them the wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
What's up with it? It's going down. I am your host with the most, Church Music, and I want to thank you for allowing yourself to be here with me. You could have been anywhere across the world, but you're right here with me right now. And I thank you for tuning in and listening. Street Wisdom, talk to me and I'll talk back on YouTube, Instagram. Go follow us at Street Wisdom, talk to me. And it's going down, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and of course you could have been anywhere across the world, but you're right here with me right now. So my team came to me with a lot of situations where we got a overflow of emails and questions and things of that nature. So and we felt that we're going to do a little something different. We're just going to take some questions. And I'm going to answer them to the best of my ability. And remember, I'm not a relationship coach or expert. I just use wisdom that comes from God. And that's why we're here right now on Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. So, again, thank you for that. And we got a lot of great things coming up this summer for Street Wisdom. So definitely be in tune for that. It's going to be exciting. So, we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it to be about it. You know where I'm at. I'm Church Music. State your name and where you're from.
Blessed you, Church Music, and I love your show. My name is Trina Davis, and I'm from Houston. My question is, why don't men communicate their true intentions?
Okay, Trina Davis, that's a good question. The reason why men don't really share their intentions, that's a great question, is because like people of many gender, many hesitate to express, you know, their true intentions for various reasons, Ms. Davis, including fear of vulnerability, expectations, experience, and concerns about the intentions, how they may be perceived if someone is sharing that with them. Whether it's good or bad or good, how they may be perceived. And also, you have to know about intentions. We would like for them to be in a good, safe space. So sharing things and sharing our true intentions, you might not get that in 100% in the beginning of a relationship, but it will come, because if someone is expressing themselves, they want to know how that could be perceived or how it may look, or how would you agree to it, or whatever the case may be. Because, you know, it's important to foster first and open and be honest. You know, that's very important, because as we all know, communication is the key to any relationship, but also building a relationship is about communication and building as well. So I hope that helps. Next question.
Talk to me and I'll talk back. I love that saying. Hi, Church Music. My name is Lisa, and I'm from Seattle, Washington. I just recently caught my husband cheating on me for the second time with a younger woman. I'm so confused. And now I am wondering if I will ever trust a man again.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Lisa, from Seattle. That is that's a heartfelt question. Infidelity and rebuilding trust after infidelity. It's a complex and it's an individual process, as we all know. Depends on various factors, and let me explain a couple of them, such as the sincerity of the cheaters, remorse and their efforts to make amends and the willingness of the betrayed partner to forgive and work through the issues. Because that's very important, and especially if your mate or your husband has left you for a younger woman, and it's becoming a repetitive behavior. So, however, repeated infidelity, it can make it a little bit harder, where the pattern of the behavior that undermines the foundation of a relationship, you know, we might have to consider some things. We might have to go to our neighborhood pastor and seek counsel in the spiritual realm for relationships, or just obtain some great therapy as an essential for rebuilding trust in such situations of infidelity. And yes, I believe that you can trust again, because God is a forgiving God, and as he has forgave you, as well as his Father in heaven has forgave you. So therefore, again, it's the maturity about the partner, what makes sense and what doesn't make sense, and the respect level. If you're willing to allow love to heal, and know that the same way that love hurts is the same way that love heals. So I hope that helps you. And again, next question.
My name is Latonya, and I'm from Detroit. I have a question about why some men find other men attractive enough to engage in sexual activity. Is it a lustful thing they can't control?
Great question, Latoya, from Detroit. And that's really what it is, because, you know, in the last days, the word of God says men will become lovers of themselves. So the attraction for other men when they see them and want to create a lustful desire to sleep with them. That's correct. But let's look at two things: attraction and sexual behavior. Those are two complete different things. And they're very complex and can be reduced to a single explanation. As you know, as well as I know, people's attractions and desires can, you know, they can vary from greatly things. And their influence could be biological. It also could be psychological and cultural factors that we must include. It's not accurate, if I believe to say so, to generalize that men engage in sexual activity with other men solely out of lust or the lack of control. Right here on Street Wisdom, we know that sexual orientation or personal preference and individual experiences or experience all play a significant role in shaping someone's attractions as well as their behavior, including sexual, where they're attracted to a man, and we don't know how those behaviors are developed, where they stem from. A lot of it can stem from family sexual abuse as well as molestation from someone special or a loved one or family or friend. So that's why I utilize in some situations the cultural factors as well as psychological and biological, how all these things could factor, because again, it's all about the experience. And also a lot of it is a lustful demon, a succubus spirit that doesn't come from God. So we have to just take so many factors into the lust as well as the attraction for men. And is it out of control in this day and age? Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're asking God that he can forgive those who sin and possibly turn those from that into a righteous man of God. And we believe that to be true, because God is the healer of all things. And I hope that answers your question right here on Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. And I'm thankful for that, and I'm glad that I can share some insight. And also, you can read and research more as well through social media or TikTok. But the foundation was most in principle. These questions that you guys have asked me, you can all find that in the Word of God. So I want to inspire you to be real on that, and make sure that you're doing your research diligently. So thank you again. And this segment is definitely brought to you by BossOfMyBlessings.com. Exclusive products and merchandise on my bomb site. You can get it now. Available. www.BossOfMyBlessings.com. And again, like always, thank you for being a premier sponsor. And if you have any questions, if you want me to answer, or you like to share your concerns or your complaints or your thoughts, you can email us at streetwisdomtalktome@gmail.com. And that's streetwisdomtalktome@gmail.com. And again, thank you. And I am your host with the most, Church Music. And let us show and share a little bit of love out there today. Help someone to help themselves. Do an act of kindness. And we have a lot of great, beautiful things coming up for Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. We have a new series that we're going to be doing. It's a 3-part series. It's called Broken. And it's definitely for women. Men, you can tune in and listen. How women that are so hurt. It's called Broken. The same way that love can hurt is the same way that love can heal. And I'm doing that with my partner in association with DJ I Rock Jesus. So look out for that. We'll be giving you more updates and information on that. So, and again, let's keep it real and let me go pay some bills. I am your host with the most, Church Music. Thank you.